You know, anytime you put take to social media and you say anything, you're really opening a can of worms. And it's probably a can of worms you don't want to open. Recently, I posted some comments on a site that was saying, really it was about, I mean, I don't blame the person for posting it. They were talking about how come we don't treat when somebody does a mass shooting like this and it's racially motivated, that they don't treat these as terrorists. Some of these people that belong to these hate groups. I see nothing wrong with that. But then some of the comments that followed that, they said this is not about a mental health issue. This is more of a hatred issue. Yeah, certainly I can agree with that. But also I can agree with, I'm really a big strong believer about, you know, there's one main reason why anybody does anything, you know, that hurts someone else. And what is that one answer? And to me, it's real simple. Separation. We are beings living in a separate place from God, from love. And we've chosen this. And so this is the reason why some act out. But there are also many things going on within this organization that maybe we don't see, within this world that we don't always see. And some of it could be the nutrition we have. I mentioned that when I went on this set. I said, you know, some of it also has to do with nutrition, and there's a number of reasons. And, of course, I was ripped to pieces by people. Oh, nutrition has nothing to do with it, blah, blah, blah. And then I talked about one of the guests I had on who worked for Nordic Naturals and said that they did research, and it's in my archives if you want to look it up. And they did research on 1,000 inmates, and they found out they gave them omega-3s. And these violent inmates in a British prison system became docile, more than half of them, after they were given omega-3s. Now, somebody noted on this Facebook site that, who am I to believe, somebody that works for a company that's trying to sell their product? That's a real good point. I can't argue with that. But I do know of the man, and I remember his name. It's been a number of years now, but I think he was a researcher. He one time was with the World Health Organization, and then he was hired by Nordic Naturals to represent them and their products. And I don't know if he was involved in the research. So it might all be just a big scam. But I do see that omega-3s seem to affect brain health. And there are many research papers out there that do suggest that it affects mental health if you don't have omega-3s, as well as many other vitamins. So is that enough to cause people to go off the deep end? I think it takes a little more than that, but if you have people pushing you, maybe you know, another thing I think that affects all of us is fast food. I'm not here to knock fast food, but if you own a franchise or you work there, but it's some of the most unhealthiest food, and that wasn't around as much during the, except for the last 30 years. And when have we seen these changes in people doing things to hurt others? These mass shootings in the last 20 to 30 years. So there's a number of factors, but when I opened that can of worms, kind of wish I would have said nothing. My whole purpose for really going on social media was to say, why can't we just not treat each other the way we do? Because, you know, when somebody disagrees with people, I see this a lot, they just blast each other on there. And they call each other every name in the book. And now, apparently, it's okay to drop the F-bomb whenever you feel like it, in just casual conversation. Well, my point on this is that every word has power, whether we like it or not. It creates our circumstances and those, the people that listen to it. So if words create reality, if thoughts create reality, because we live in a place where we can create, I think we create with our thoughts and feelings more than anything. And that's what creates our reality. Reality is the law of attraction. We're given that great freedom to do so. So if your focus is on negative words or sayings or things, does it affect even the simplest of words? And I think, yes, it does. That's why I don't like seeing that on anybody's Facebook site. That's up to them. They can do what they want. But you'll never see it on mine. You won't see it on this podcast site. Because again, I think the words we choose have, everything has an effect. That's what I believe. And, you know, I was reading online talking about how nutrition has an effect on us. It certainly does in our decision making. And it can lead to depression if we don't have the right nutrition. It can lead to hostility I see a lot of people that are angry now, and I just wonder if it has anything to do with nutrition, or is it just all due to separation? Separation from our Creator is the number one reason, I think, why we do anything that's viewed as negative. We are beings of love, in my opinion, and I could be totally wrong, and you can comment and say what you want. But I'm just saying, this website is all about searching for our spiritual, who we are at our center. And it's never about a religious context, which I respect all people that belong to something. Good for you. If you walk in love, good for you. There are many things I like that religion says, and there are many things I don't care for because it's very controlling. And I think that's why a lot of people have moved away from it. But if you belong to it, I had a Jehovah's Witness show up at my door this past weekend. I was in my robe. I wasn't dressed, and I debated whether I should go to the door. But I went to the door, and I was very friendly with this person. And he said, would you mind if I come in? And I'm thinking, I'm looking at my robe, and I'm thinking, do you really want to come in? And I said, no, that's okay. And he goes, well, I have some stuff from the Bible. Would you like to have a pamphlet? And I said, no, thank you. I don't want one. In the past, I would have said, okay, just to be nice. Now, I don't really want one. I'm going to say no. But what was nice about it is that I thanked him for doing what he does, because I've said, it's good that you follow your heart. Something to that effect, I said. And I'm glad that you have faith. And I even blessed him. Now, I don't believe in a lot of the things, or some of the things maybe that, to me, it seems like a form of control. But more power to you for going out and trying to, you know, whatever reason. Maybe it's to get more people to save people. Maybe that's what they think they're doing, like a lot of religions. Maybe they think they have to recruit people to expand their base so more money comes in. I don't know the answer to that. But I think most of them truly believe they're trying to help. And the good for you, if that's your intent, then I will honor that, and I'll be nice to you. And I would still be nice to you, even if that wasn't your intent, you know. So it was kind of a neat interaction. And I really felt, boy, he's going to probably get harassed by many people wherever he goes. He was wearing a tie. He was an older gentleman in his 50s, I would guess. And he's probably going to get harassed, and people are going to be very rude to him. I'm not going to treat him that way. We are all one. We are all one. If you truly believe that, then you will treat people that way. I lose sight of it. I'm not always perfect. But when I go back to remembering that, he's just another being on a journey of discovering the truth or what's true for him. And I respect that. And especially if you come in and you're respectful of me, then it makes it a lot easier. So getting back to social media, what I've noticed about social media is that there's so much anger. It's like, why? Why are so many people? I think a lot of people feel threatened. This topic that my friend Michael put up there was about, and I agree with some of what he says. Some people might label me a conservative. Some might label me a liberal. I am none of the above. You can label me whatever you want. I don't have a problem with putting, but I won't believe it and I won't use it, because I think when you start using labels, you become it. People say, oh, I'm a victim. And in many cases, they may not be. But when you label yourself that, you become that. So even with disease, there's a friend of mine that treats disease. He does energy healing. You've heard him on my show before. He's going to be coming on again soon. And he says, we don't even name the disease. We just say you have something that you're dealing with. Because when you give it power, it becomes more real. And that's what I'm saying. The words we use, given power when we say them, make them more real. So if you're dropping an F-bomb and you think it's funny or cute, you're giving it more, and it has a negative connotation, doesn't it? And people just speak like that nowadays and think nothing of it. And that's fine. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying. You may want to think it through a little bit, because it does have a connotation of a certain, it does refer to something. And so I also find that on social media, like I've been trying to get to here for since I started this, why are so many people angry? And obviously the number one answer to me would be separation from source. And there are many things, I think, causing separation. Our foods, maybe. You know, I've had more than one person on talking about this. Lack of nutrition doesn't allow our brains. The brains are receivers and transmitters, and they're ultimately connected to source, I believe. And when you affect those, people can't think clearly. Also, I think you can see, you know, that there are factors such as people don't sleep as well because of all the inconveniences going on. That affects us. I think also we have these devices which are programming us. And I heard this a long time ago. And at the time I thought, I don't know. There's a woman by the name of Lorraine Day, and she beat cancer. This was back in the maybe the 90s. She had a tumor on her chest. It was the size of a grapefruit, and she worked at a hospital out in San Francisco, and she said developed this tumor. And she said, I worked 20-hour days. My body just eventually got down, worn down so much that I think I developed this tumor because of that. Disease is brought on, it seems like to me, from my understanding, more by our mental thoughts and negative thoughts than anything. So if you have anger and hatred, guess what might probably happen down the road? I believe it does. And people with major diseases have told me that time and again. Now, is there research to back it up? Well, there's research to support that there's love. When you have love in the equation, people heal better. Whether they have an animal or a loved one in the hospital, they do better. So there seems to be support. We are loving beings. It just makes sense that if you would connect with that, you have a better chance of healing and getting past whatever illness. And when you get out of that state of what we're meant to be is when you develop disease. And a lot of natural healers believe this. Pretty much all of them who've been on my show. So I truly believe that as well. We could be wrong. We could absolutely be wrong. So getting back to my point, which I keep, is that what is causing all this anger? And I think there's several factors. And part of it also is people can hide in Facebook and other social media, and it's easier for them to throw comments out and be negative. And I think that's ego. A lot of times it's our egos. We're fighting that too, whether we want to admit it or not. A humble being would never attack someone else. A being that's filled with love would never, ever feel the need to... You're filled with joy when you're filled with love. So you wouldn't be bothered by somebody saying an opposing view. And my whole point on that social media, at least part of it, was we don't have to react negatively. And I wish I would have taken it a step further, because this is what I really wanted to say, is that whatever you post, if you post something that you know is going to get a rise, why did you post it? You know you're going to get people riled up that are on the opposing view. What do you gain by that? You get people patting you on the back. We all want, oh, look at that, I've got all these likes. Or you get people that get riled up. And then, of course, you fly back in their face. And so you call them a liberal or a conservative or a right winger or a lefty. And we call each other names and we gain nothing out of it. I think a lot of people are very misinformed out there. There is an agenda, which I mentioned about, and I'm going to talk about here. I don't normally get into this because I don't want to bring anybody down or cast a finger at someone. But there's an agenda that's been going on for a long time. And I even mentioned that the man behind the curtain is laughing when it's really the beings behind the curtain. But getting back to what we post, if you want to make a difference in the world, then post things about love. And if you want to continue to feed the negative energies out there, then post things that rile people up. That's up to you. Whatever you choose to do, maybe you're just trying to wake people up. I understand. But maybe be more careful about what you put out there, because it has an effect. It always does. And right now, we seem to have more in negative energy. And I think it's caused by the changes we're going through. The great shift of consciousness is causing all of this. So what is going on that's behind the scenes? There are many rumors, and, you know, I watched William Cooper years ago in the late 80s. He talked about the New World Order, the global elite creating what they wanted was called a one world government. He was one of the first people. Ramtha talked about it. Others have done research, and there's a lot of people that are conspiracy theorists that maybe they're stretching the truth on it. I don't know. But it sure seems like there is a group of beings that put the Federal Reserve into place because they wanted us to go into debt. And we don't owe our debt to our federal banks. We owe it to commercial banks. And commercial banks are owned by stockholders. Stockholders could be from foreign countries. And they are the ones that are benefiting every time we go in debt. And they create incidents that make us go to war, if you can believe that, and you don't have to, that make us go into debt. And some people call these people the Illuminati. I don't, there's many names, but who they answer to is probably more important. They answer to the dark forces. Some of you call that Satan. Some of you call that the devil. Some of you just call it demons. I could just call it beings that are not of the light. We don't want to give them titles. I don't, because then you start to give them power. The more you focus on them, the more you get afraid or whatever, the more you give them power. But I'm doing it this time because I just want to, if somebody's curious about it, and what do I know? You know, find out for yourself. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but this is what I believe. And this is what I uncovered many years ago. And many sources talked about it. But they talked about this consciousness that is not of light. And there are several beings that are not of the light. And some of you are very terrified by that. Just remember this, nothing can beat the light. I don't believe nothing. You know, they say there's going to be a great Armageddon someday. There won't be a battle. When light completely shows up here, darkness will leave because it can't be around it. It won't. Light is so much more powerful, but we don't know that. We don't realize how powerful love really is. Try to diffuse something with anger when somebody's upset. What happens? It escalates. Try to diffuse it with love, and what happens? A lot of times you can diffuse it. Now, I can't say you can always diffuse it, but I'm saying you have a much better chance of diffusing something when you use love as opposed to anger. You can't put out fire with fire. You can't fight fire with fire. You got to fight it with water. And love is water. So the greatest force in the universe is love. And I believe it's unconditional love. Love that this being has for all of us. And this being created us so we could go forward and experience things, and it could live through our experiences. And this being is detached from us somewhat. It allows us to choose so we can learn instead of hovering over us like a helicopter god. It allows us to choose, and we can always choose our way back. That's the great thing about it. So we can dig ourselves a pretty deep hole, which is what we've done, and we can find right now, I think Earth has decided, and other beings have decided, we want to go back to light. We don't want duality anymore. So we're going to get rid of this experiment. This is an experiment that allowed us duality, which was separation of God from man and women. And in reality, I don't think God is separate. I think God is within me. I feel love. Anytime I feel that, I think that's the creator. That's the God. That's the source. And that's what I believe. And so we're taught that we are beings of sin. And I just think we're beings of ignorance. And maybe I'm wrong, and I don't wish to step on anybody's toes. That's not my goal. My goal is not to divide us. It's to really unite us and maybe get you to see some things a little differently. And maybe I'm the one that needs to see things a little differently. I'm not saying I have all the answers. It's just that this is rung very true to me. But I see people that are light workers, so-called light workers out there, and they post some very negative things. Often it's about the president. And I think, what are you hoping to gain by this? You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. Which is it going to be? I understand you're frustrated, but people are frustrated on both sides of the aisle. You're not doing any good. You're not. I think you'd agree with me on that. And it's just you having a moment of weakness. I don't know. But it seems like people want to get everybody on board with them. So if we have these group of beings that have been in charge from the very beginning and manipulated certain groups of men, mostly men and women, to do their bidding, and then thus they create the things that happen in the world that cause us to go to wars, that cause us to get angry against other groups, when all along the real reason for any of this, these mass shootings, murders, is a lack of love. And that comes from separation. And I don't know what a person's circumstances are that causes them to be there. Could be medications, which I think lower our vibration and allow dark energy to manipulate us. Alcohol does that. Drugs do that. Just about anything that alters your perception has the ability to do that. And some of you love your drugs and alcohol and you think, no, that can't be. I remember I got into a discussion with a guy who was friendly towards me and he was friends with me. And then all of a sudden, I think he got a little mad at me because I brought up, I said, well, alcohol lowers your vibration and opens the door for these things to manipulate you. And he said, no, that's not true. And I said, pretty much every drug does that, whether it's a recreational drug or a prescription. So here we are treating illness with things that are going to lower your vibration. Does that make sense? Instead of treating people with what their body needs, and then a lot of illness, what I think many are discovering, energy healers, and they've been around for since the beginning. We treat it like it's something new. Well, there's been shamans or energy healers since the very beginning that understood how to heal energy. And, you know, we have an energy field that needs to be cleaned. And when that's cleaned, you know, healing can come from that field on inward. And the same with disease. It's been told to me many times that when that energy field gets cluttered by whatever, it can lead to illness, and it usually does. It eventually becomes illness. So getting that cleaned, and I've had it done, and it's been remarkable, and it's helped me in many ways. So I truly believe that. I could be wrong. But it doesn't, I don't have any side effects from getting an energy cleaning. I am not going to lose my liver, or something's going to happen to me where it could shut down my kidneys, or I might have a potty explosion. I don't know. There's just, you look at all these drugs and the side effects, and you think, would I really want to try some of those things? Maybe if I didn't have a choice. I'm not here to run down the medical field. They're doing the best they can. Most of those people are just doing what they've been taught. I just think maybe they've been misled. You know, there's big money to be made. There's big money, and many people have told me this. So, would we look the other way when we know there are products that could heal people, or would we truly want to be honest about it? I think, you know, money, greed can cause a lot of problems, or just people being misled. It's easy. We've all been misled. I think we still are. I see many people that line up with one side or the other, the Democrat or the Republican. They call themselves a conservative or a liberal. And I think there's truth in both sides, but I also think there's a lot of lies on both sides of the aisle. And to latch onto one and think that it's got all the answers, I don't think I'll ever do that. Because I think you have to look at the whole picture and see, okay, this side over here could be lying to me. And this side over here, and maybe there's some truth here, you know. So I think our egos get attached to it, or maybe we're brought up a certain way, and, you know, we tend to have certain things about us that we believe, you know, and we side with certain things. You know, there's things I like about being liberal is because generally it's more open-minded and it sees things. But also I think there's some good things about conservatives as far as values. I think it's good to have some values. And honor and respect everybody. And who's right in all of it? You know, the answer is, I think, is that you have to go for it within and find for yourself. If you go within, you might discover that there's this incredible love. Like I've been fortunate to have that three times in my life where I experienced this wave of love. And if that's what truly waits for all of us, then everything else here is pales by comparison. And if really the universe is only about love, and I believe it is, and I could be wrong, but that's a nice thought. If the universe is only about love, and that's what we return home to, this truly wave of unconditional, pure joy, no conditions, nobody judging us. If we return home to that, if that's our home, then what we're seeing here is really pretty far off the mark. And so when we judge others and we project anger and hatred, you know, I've always been told through the metaphysical studies that whatever you project out is what you get back. So when you project it onto somebody else, you're really throwing it back at yourself. And that makes sense to me. And you're kind of creating karma for yourself. So even our thoughts have that power. And our words certainly do. And if we drop in words that have a slang to them and a negative slang, well, what happens then? And I've used them. You know, I still do sometimes. So we have a choice. We always do. And if we stayed focused on love, whatever we focus on more, we get more of. I believe that. So when I'm in a state of focused on love, I feel it, and nothing can touch me. And you know, you can always call on it. The beings that serve us, that help us, they're very respectful. My interaction has proven to me that they leave us alone. It's the ones that don't respect us. They want every opportunity to mess with you. So you have to ask for help from the beings of light. You know, you have your guardian angels around you. But if you want more help, you could always ask for it. And they will step in and they will not judge. You are so loved, as they say. And I believe that. But you can't become love if you don't let go of some of these other things. If you keep hanging on to them, we have to detach. I really believe we do. I could be wrong. Again, I'm going to throw that out there because you know what? What do I know? My guests know more than me. And hopefully I'll have Dr. Phil on real soon. And I'll have the 67th anniversary of Flatwoods Monster. Frank Fischino asked to come on. So maybe real soon we'll have him on too. And I have been, you know, I haven't had any guests on too much lately. I promise at some point I will get back into doing that. I was thinking about getting Linda Godfrey on the show because I've been seeing on the Travel Channel, they've been doing, there was a show called When Monsters Attack, and they interviewed Linda, and they were talking about the man wolf that they say, they call the Beast of Bray Road. Well, she was the one that coined the phrase, and I've interviewed her more than once. And just to see if there's any updates. But, you know, my goal on this site was to bring in a little bit of paranormal to, that's kind of what draws people in. And, but also to me, it's the metaphysical. That's my biggest love. I love the metaphysical, spiritual end of it. And I'm not here to preach to anybody. Just present and pick and choose what you want. And your opinion's always welcome. And I say this in love. I truly do. Most of the time. I'm human, but I truly say love to you and light to you. And, you know, I believe we are what we surround ourselves with and what the words we choose, and we can make a difference. You can make a difference by what you put out there, whether it's on social media or just your thoughts or your words and our interaction with one another. And there's a lot of things going on right now that are testing us. These things that are going on right now, making us choose sides, this side over that side, blah, 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 blah. They're deliberately being done to divide us. And it's caused, and the reason for all of this, separation. That's what this is about. That's what I'm talking about. So when you see, I've seen this before. Here's a typical comment. Boy, the left, they've got these liberals, have a bunch of trollers that attack you every time you open your mouth. And then just recently, my friend's posting, he said, it's just a matter of time before the trollers and the people on the right attack me. And he was right. So they're on both sides. How you cannot see that on both sides is beyond me. If you think one side is superior to the other, I don't think so. I see many issues on both sides. Some good things and also some issues that could be corrected. But again, he put out a thing that he probably knew was going to offend some people. And why would you put that out there? I'm not, you know, I don't know if he's going to listen to my podcast or not. I'm not here to attack you, Mike. I think you're a good guy. But again, we have to be accountable for what we do. We all, at some point, have to stop and look. Did I contribute to love which is what the direction the world wants to move in, most of us, I think, do, or did I contribute to darkness? Now, there are many who say that regardless, the earth is going to move into that. And it's just part of a, you know, I've talked about it many times, it's part of a cycle where we've allowed, the earth has allowed, I've heard this from many sources, I'm just regurgitating what I've heard. The earth has allowed dark energy and masculine energy, not saying that masculine energy is dark energy, but they've allowed it to control it for a long time. And now they're seeing the return of the feminine, divine feminine, and we're seeing the return of a more balanced planet that's moving away from, it no longer wants to be a place where death and destruction go on. It wants to now become a place of light. And this is why many are saying we're moving into the fifth dimension where there is nothing but love, and why we're moving out of this. And this is why we're seeing such upheaval. And then we're seeing a great change it's obvious. If you've been around long enough, you see all kinds of changes, and maybe you're afraid. And I'm not afraid, you know, because if my life ends tomorrow, so be it. I know I go on to another place, and I know it's going to be probably a much better place. But I still think it's great to be here. It really is. And some would say we signed up for this. We signed up for this. So we're going to give up that easily? If some of you do, I mean, there are many reasons. You know, people say, another example of suicide, you know, selfish thing. And you just don't know. It's so easy, again, to put a label on somebody. And some are doing it for the greater awakening, like a story I talked about a couple of weeks ago, more than a few weeks ago, and played an interview. I think that being that chose to take its life was really here to wake us up and was going to assist others in doing so and talking about that subject. So before we get here, there are all kinds of plans, all kinds of things going on. We don't know. That's the problem, is we want to put our own spin on it and our two cents and think we have the answer. And maybe sometimes it's good not to know the answer or even speculate. I mean, we all have to draw some kind of conclusion on things around us, or we wouldn't be able to function. You know, we have to know what areas maybe are safe, or what's safe to eat, or just certain things in our life. How fast should we go when we're driving a car? What's a safe condition? So there are things we have to make decisions on, discernments. And then there are other things maybe that it's very complicated. There's more than one answer. I don't think in most cases there is one answer other than separation. That's, to me, the key reason why we have so much negativity and hatred in the world and anger, separation. And if you allow yourself to walk back into it, and you don't have to take my word, try it for yourself. But I know when I'm in that state of joy, connectedness to one, to the source, the creator of all things, nothing bothers me. And I can't say I'm always that way, but it's nice to get back into it. I find just by thinking about it that it starts to move me back in that direction. So that's all I have to say. And soon we'll have another guest on, and I appreciate you listening, and feel free. By the way, also, I want to address, somebody sent me a message, and I tried to go back and communicate with you, but my website wasn't letting me do that. So tj2@up.net, if you want to send me an email, tj2@up.net. You can reach me there. And I will be glad to respond. If you have something you want to share with me, that's great. I'd love to hear it. Blessings, love, and joy. And I mean it this time.